another half dozen sacks against Atlanta. The Bills have sacked the quarterback in 11 of their 12 games this season. With four games left to play, they lead the league with 43 sacks. And they're just 7 sacks away from the franchise record for team sacks in a season, 50 sacks back in 1964.
You guys are on pace to set a team record for sacks. Are you aware of that?
What's the
team record is 50 set in 1964. Mm-hmm. If you could, at this pace, you'll get 57.
So where are we right now?
43. What do you think? Is that something to shoot for?
I mean, it's something to shoot for, but, you know, we'd rather win right now. We're just really focused on finishing the season strong.
I don't think anybody really talks about it, wasn't aware about it until right now. I mean, it's something nice to look at in the off season, but, you know, we're all playing to win the game.
It's something that I think with, you know, the coaching staff and the players, you know, we're just trying to get after it and apply pressure, you know, as much as possible. It's something that we think about it, but we don't think about it, you know.
Mario Williams leads the Bills sack barrage, and he's third in the league with 12. He is just 2 sacks away from his own personal best, a 14-sack season in Houston 6 years ago. He says quarterback hurries, hits, and pressures are important, but sacks are the ultimate.
Well, you definitely, you know, want to get the guy down. So, you know, if you can put pressure on him, though, I mean, that's good as well. But at the end of the day, you want to get him down to help the team out as much as possible.
It's not just Mario Williams getting after the quarterback. Kyle Williams has already set a personal best with 7 sacks. Jerry Hughes, 8 sacks, double his biggest sack output in his first 3 years in the league. And Marcell Dareus has already passed his best year in sacks. He's got 6.
I mean, we kind of get after it. Like we said before, I feel like him getting the sack is just like me getting the sack. I'm just like anybody across the defensive front or defense in general. We all work together to get that, and I mean, we do pretty good on this side, and we just try our best.
10 different Bills players have sacked opposing quarterbacks this year, and there's still 4 games left to play.
That's the way Peyton defense is kind of designed, you know. Get out there and just kind of do the best you can and just kind of work off each other. And I think we've done it pretty well this year, and that's just how the ball bounces. Everybody's sharing sacks.
A lot of it has just came from our secondary, you know, just being tremendous back there and allowing the front four to kind of get after the quarterback. Yeah, we've got quite a bit from the different pressures and things like that, but I feel like for the most part, when our secondary's given the time to kind of do what they do, you know, they're going to make that quarterback read, and they do a tremendous job of, you know, causing quite the confusion.
Mike Pettine's pressure defense is designed to make opposing quarterbacks uncomfortable, and on that score, the Bills are doing extremely well. But I asked head coach Doug Marrone about the sack totals. He said sacks and quarterback pressures are only part of what the team wants to do defensively.
That's a category that we've done very well in, okay? But we have to look at how much emphasis we're putting on that category where we're doing well, and the emphasis that we're putting on the categories that we're not doing well. And that's when I talk to the coaches about, you know, consistently or constantly about process. Everyone knows that has worked with me. I'm probably way to the extreme on process. Okay? And that's the one thing that we have to do a good job of, because we have to figure out the consistency.
As the Bills season moves into its final 4 games, they've already noticed opposing offenses adjusting protection schemes to account for the pass rush. Doug Marrone has been on the other end, trying to design pass protections against good pass rush teams.
I would think, you know, I'd look at the matchup situation, you know, who I don't match up with well if I was, you know, on the offensive side of it the whole time, all right, and I would set the protections that way. And I think because people are multiple and we have guys with multiple sacks that can get that done, it's a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, you know, when we go to a game, we see certain things from the team, you know, facing other guys, and then when we play them, it is a little different.
In what ways?
Just blocking schemes, like you were saying. Different things to try to get us off our game and try to slow us down.
It remains to be seen whether anyone can slow down Buffalo's pass rush in the home stretch of the season. At One Bills Drive, I'm John Murphy with Bills Focus.